every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for NAOACAGAPALASLASLAARRCRMMHACMAKMA.
FNA.
NEA.
And
any of the Anons.
We don't speak for any of those guys. As a matter of fact, we don't speak that well for ourselves, as you will all soon see.
We should speak for somebody tonight. What do you think?
Anybody that I'd want to speak for would probably make a dangerous show.
Okay.
Because I'd speak for someone political.
Okay,
let's not go there.
Hi.
No politics.
Hi. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelley.
And Mark, the solution.
Absolutely. The re-solution. Ooh, hey.
The what?
The re-solution.
Oh, brother.
He's resolute.
That's right.
Well, all right, then.
It's awesome. Oh, my goodness.
What?
You know what?
What?
It's time for a commercial break.
Do you know someone who has a problem with drugs or alcohol? You know you want to intervene, but what can you do? Your loved one, friend, or colleague is spiraling out of control. You can help. Call Diversified Intervention Group. You do not have to deal with this problem alone. Call the intervention specialist at 909-559-9568. Diversified Intervention Group specializes in drug and alcohol intervention. We can help break the cycle of addiction. There is hope for recovery. The Diversified Intervention Group is your solution. Call 909-559-9568. Call now before it is too late. We provide services throughout North America. The Diversified Intervention Group. One phone call can make the difference.
Diversified Intervention Group is not a medical provider, nor do we provide medical services. If you feel that you are suffering a life-threatening situation, then immediately call 911 or contact your health care provider. Our drug and alcohol intervention service does not intend to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Welcome back.
Awesome! Oh, your dreams where you take it out?
Oh, for crying out loud. You guys knock it off with that crap. How many shows has it been that we've had to listen to that?
Not enough.
Too many.
Well...
Anyway. Welcome, my friends,
to the show that never ends.
We're so glad you could attend.
Come inside.
Okay, so anyway, moving right along.
What?
I told you about this the other day, Bruce, that I was going to talk about this before we do the boozy news.
Oh, before we do?
Oh,
right.
Because I had kind of a plug, kind of a PSA sort of a thing. I have a new friend.
For free?
This is a PSA?
It's also related within the rooms, too.
Okay.
I have a new friend named Beverly A. Buncher. She's a family recovery coach out of Coconut Creek, Florida. She's written a new book called The Four Foundations of Family Recovery, Simple Tools to Transform Chaos into Sanity. She does individuals and small groups. I've read some of her brochures that she sent me online, and they're actually pretty good. She's doing some good work. She does teleseminars where you call in.
Free?
What's free? Teleseminars?
Is it free?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
No, but she has a website. Anyway, I told her that I would mention it on the show, www.theempowermentcoach.net.
Wow.
And she's the official family blogger for In the Rooms.
What is a family blogger?
Well, a family recovery, because we don't talk about family recovery much on the show.
Okay.
She shows families how to...
become families again?
Basically, in spite of whether the person is still using or drinking, or helping the family recover when the other person is also recovering.
Okay.
She also has another web address at www.familyrecoverycoach.org.
Okay. Is she going to advertise with us?
I don't know.
I think she should. We'll make her a package.
A package deal?
Yeah.
Well, when her book comes out, then I'll talk to her some more.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay, now before we do the boozy news, I have another one.
So we're doing the boozy news now.
We are doing the boozy news, but I have to shout out first to Donald, Robert, Sarah, and Fran for sending me all this boozy news.
Okay.
I didn't even have to look anything up this week. I just went to my email and got all this stuff out of my email.
So when you said you were out here looking up boozy news, what were you actually doing?
I didn't say I was looking up boozy news. I said I was writing it down.
FWA, Fish World Anonymous.
Okay, so anyway, in Mahwah, New Jersey.
Mahwah,
New Jersey.
It's already good.
Mahwah.
After 16 alcohol poisoning cases on campus, Ramapo College joins others who have banned an alcoholic energy drink called Four Loko. It's 12% alcohol and also has the equivalent of one shot of espresso and one Red Bull in it. So basically, it keeps you awake longer so you can drink more.
But it's cocaine.
They had 16 cases of alcohol poisoning from this stuff.
They should switch from scotch to gin.
Well, that was kind of my point. What I was thinking is that, you know, so they ban this one drink. Well, so then they'll just go drink something else and get alcohol poisoning. I mean,
they'll just drink Red Bull and vodka together.
This is on a college campus?
Yeah.
Mix in some beer, kids.
Yeah.
I'm glad I could help. That was my public service for the day.
Well, you are the solution.
I am. There.
There done. You go. It's a done deal. Just call up the school.
Yeah.
Okay, in Hartford, Connecticut.
The insurance capital
yeah,
of the world.
Say, this ensures it'll be a good story.
Dennis Hanton has been charged with murder after he agreed to take care of, in quotes, Eugene Tobin for a $5 hit of crack.
Wow.
The woman who gave him the crack said she didn't mean for Tobin to die, just to be taught a lesson.
Wow. That reminds me of the time I was at a meeting and I heard some women talk about they didn't want to suck D for a nickel. They were tired of sucking D for a nickel. And this guy's going to kill someone for a $5 hit of crack?
Yep.
Wow.
He did kill somebody.
He did?
Yeah, he killed him.
Oh, I thought it was for attempted murder.
No. He's been arrested for murder.
Deflation is just rampant right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Wow.
On a sad note.
Wait, the guy dying wasn't sad?
Like dying
okay, on another sad note. On another sad note.
Okay.
Mr. Cunningham has died.
Oh,
I know.
Tom Bosley
passed away at
by suspicious circumstances.
Really?
I heard
that he died of lung cancer.
It was someone from SMC, Specialty Merchandise Corporation.
I think that they should call Andy Griffith and have Sheriff Andy take a look. Because you know what? I always thought there was something between the Fonz and Mrs. C. And I will bet you that he had him bumped off.
For a $5 hit of crack.
For a $5 hit of crack.
All right, Indianapolis Colts punter Pat McAfee was arrested for public intoxication after a woman called police saying he was out of it and trying to get into her car.
By kicking it,
yeah. He was shirtless and wet, although there was no rain that night, so they don't know how he got all wet. He was completely soaking wet.
I thought he was swimming in the canal.
Was he? Oh, was that a joke?
No.
Oh, from the other show, from the other story.
From the other show.
He was in his own urine, probably.
I don't know, he had two times the blood alcohol limit.
Yeah, because I never sweat profusely when I was drinking heavily.
Yeah.
Of course not.
And pissed myself.
Yeah.
I hope.
You hope it was yours.
Yeah, you hope it was yours.
Hey, Craig Ferguson said, I didn't have it tested. I hope it was mine.
Oh, brother.
Somebody crapped my pants.
A text message between two old friends led to a possession arrest. Gentleman texted an old friend, didn't know that she'd become a cop.
Can you get me some stuff?
This happened
in early Texas. The times are changing.
This happened in early Texas.
Early Texas.
They were talking via text, and then he texted her, so do you smoke weed? She led him down the primrose path and set up a sting where they met in a park to
Isn't that entrapment?
Supposedly smoke weed. Well, she wasn't on duty at the time.
Boy.
So I don't know. Maybe.
Ain't nothing like having good friends, is there?
Yeah, friends like that. You don't need enemies.
Sweet. Well, he's busted now.
Outstanding.
In Dover, New Hampshire. I love this story.
Awfully normal-sounding name, though.
Kyle Dubois, 18, is suing his teacher for not warning him that putting electrical clamps on his nipples and turning on the juice would be dangerous.
Wow.
He claims he suffered brain damage, to which I would reply, how could we tell?
I think he already had brain damage.
Yes. Now get this. The class in
Wait,
which he
now
did
I'm wanting
this,
to know why. Yeah. Because it begs the thing of what is he doing it in class for and why would the teacher be?
Okay. He did it in a class. He is currently taking courses to become an electrician.
It's Warren.
One of the first things they teach you as an electrician is don't hook the wires up to yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, don't hook the wires up to your nipples. Right.
There could have been a worse story.
What?
You could have hooked them up about 2.5 feet lower.
Yeah.
Ow. Okay, so I don't think he would do that in the middle of the class. And there was even a picture on the internet, apparently while he's doing this, some of his friends took some phone pictures.
Yeah, because they're going, look at the freaking idiot.
Yeah
with the electrical clamps
on his nipples. Well, watch how fun this is
going to
be.
What I want to know is, why didn't the teacher stop him?
Because the teacher was taking pictures going, God, my kids are idiots.
Yeah.
Teacher was trying to figure out the bell curve for the semester.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even believe that there's a demonstration in class of hooking this guy up to his nipples.
Well, apparently around the classroom, there's like demonstration equipment so that the teacher can show you how to hook things up in various ways that, you know, so that they can get a safe electrical current.
I want to take the sex ed class. They have demonstration equipment?
For the sex ed class?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to that class too.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if he suffered brain damage, it's probably not enough.
Clearly.
I mean, come on.
I'm calling pre-existing condition.
Yeah, really.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Did it say anything about he had forgotten to take his meds for the third week in a row?
No, it didn't say anything.
I think
like
that went
that.
Without saying.
In England, drinking alcohol, a new study has shown that drinking alcohol puts 1,500 people a day into the hospital, up 65% from 5 years ago when they changed the drinking laws.
I knew that.
Now, what did they do to the drinking laws?
It used to be that you couldn't drink, or you couldn't buy alcohol on a Sunday, and you couldn't buy alcohol after a certain time of night. Now you can buy alcohol 24/7.
24/7?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So they changed the drinking laws, and 65%.
Liverpool, here I come.
It's a 65% increase in the number of hospitalizations for alcohol-related causes. 1,500 people a day.
You know what I didn't know?
What?
That there was money available for a study for that.
Yeah really. Yeah.
We let people buy booze all the time and they're drinking more.
There are no.
Yeah.
Really?
We could have done that, Mark and I, just sitting around talking.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think people drink more if you let them drink 24 hours?
I don't know. Check Vegas.
Yeah.
There are now 15,000 deaths a year and 400,000 alcohol-related crimes.
You know what the good news about that is?
What?
More water for us.
Well, yeah, really.
That's right.
Take them out of the water pool.
The water pool.
All right. A 6'3" transsexual care worker is suing her
bosses. I love this story already.
Is suing her bosses after they forced her to sorry, I'm having
her?
A coughing fit.
Her?
Her, him.
Yeah.
Apologize.
It's actually him.
After they forced her to apologize to coworkers for showing up in a dress for work. Then they fired her. Rachel Millington is now suing her bosses.
Are you sure that's not Ronald?
Rick.
No, it was Andrew originally.
Oh.
Andrew.
Of course, Andrew. Yeah.
Well, in England, apparently you have to live as a woman for a year before you can be considered for a sex change on the National Health Service. You can actually get your
The National Health Service pays for that?
Yes, it does, for sex changes.
This is what we have to look forward to in this country.
Wow.
Government-run health care.
What, yeah.
They make the call.
Yeah, there you go.
Socialism
is
that
way. I want to pay for someone else to have a sex change.
Well, that's
sweet.
What they do.
Wow.
But apparently you have to wait a year for it.
Thank God. Yeah. I have nothing more on that.
Of course, you have to wait a year for like an MRI, too.
That's true. Yeah. The rock band Imperial Stars was arrested on charges of obstructing traffic when they parked their van across three lanes of the southbound 101 freeway and played a concert.
I don't care. Yes. I've never heard of them.
I've never heard of them, but there's a way to get some publicity.
Yeah. Well, we should park across three lanes of the freeway and do a show.
Yeah, you know what? We'd get some press.
That's right.
On the way to jail.
Well, they won't be in jail for, I mean, obstructing traffic. It's not that big of a charge.
You know, yeah, it seems like it would be some kind of better charge than that. It's like, we're gonna park sideways and we're going to play a concert.
Yeah, they caused a mile-long backup.
I'm surprised I didn't hear about that.
Well, it was on Yahoo News today.
People were honking their horns in praise.
Yeah.
Listen, they love us. They're honking their horns.
They're holding up their cigarette lighters.
What I want to know is, how did they manage to stop the traffic and get their, because I saw a picture of it, get their van into position without causing an accident?
I don't know.
Where there's a will?
There's a way.
I suppose so. They did have one song that was briefly on the charts, and it was called Traffic Jam 101.
Well, I wonder why.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that was their lead-in music for their show.
I suppose. They said they were trying to bring attention to child homelessness.
Next song is based on a true story.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
So that's how they bring attention to child homelessness?
That was what they're claiming. I think they were just trying to get attention for themselves.
I think so. So does that bring us to the end of the booze news?
That brings us to the end of the booze news.
I'm shocked.
Come on.
I'm annoyed.
Perfect. So,
Bruce.
Yes.
Now what?
Well,
we already did that one.
We could have an advertisement.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Casa
De las Amigas.
Awesome. Loving those guys.
I can almost feel the whooshing winds.
I feel the wind blowing through.
It's a cleansing wind.
A cleansing wind. It's awesome. So.
What?
We have a topic.
We did. I forgot what it was.
It's a rumor? Well, Mark has the steel trap memory rather than my steel trap door memory.
I have no freaking clue.
What was it?
Come on, Bruce. You can do it.
Come on.
I remember it was taking direction.
Others taking direction.
Yeah.
Or ourselves.
Not us taking
directionless.
Direction.
Or like ourselves. Our show. We can also.
You don't mean
show.
Us taking direction.
We have no direction.
Yeah. We don't take direction. We just give direction.
I don't give directions. I'd get people lost.
That's spoken by the solution.
Yeah.
I don't give directions. I'd get people lost.
Yeah, clearly. So, as in how? What do you think, Mark?
Giving direction or taking direction?
Both.
Either or.
I'd rather take direction because you know what? You're not responsible for it that way.
That's right. You can blame someone else.
If you give direction, it's on you.
It's kind of like the prayer thing where you say, if I give it all to God today and something really screws up, I can blame God.
Or you could praise God because maybe it was the right thing to have happen.
No, maybe. You would know the difference.
Yeah, how would you know?
Because something good would come out of it later.
Maybe 20 years from now. You never know.
What if it was ever going to happen anyway?
What?
Ooh.
What if what?
Whatever was going to happen happened anyway.
Well, then that would be God's will.
How do you know? Maybe it was just what happened.
Might have been that Satanist over there decided to do something that affected me.
Might have been my self-will and it just worked out.
There you go. That's how you take direction right there.
I have no response to that.
Well, there is no response to that. It's like maybe the thing I did just turned out to be the right thing.
It just worked.
It was just lucky.
Well, I don't get that lucky.
Well, Shelly, you've had a few sponsees. Do they take direction?
Nope. That's why they're not my sponsees anymore.
Ooh. You fire them for that?
No, I've never fired anybody. They just leave. Everybody leaves me.
Let me give you a hint. Sponsees never take direction.
I have heard... Well, that's not true because I took direction. I was a sponsee. I am a sponsee.
I'll bet Mark took direction.
I did take direction.
Oh.
If we didn't take direction, we wouldn't be sitting here.
That's right.
That's the other 95%.
Yeah. We're part of the 5%.
Yeah.
The few, the proud.
The Marines.
The few, the 5% that stayed.
The 5%ers.
The few, the proud, the dope fiends.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that says that. One of the few, the proud, the 5%ers.
Yeah. We should start a new meeting and call it the 5%ers, and you can't come unless you got at least 3 years sober.
Oh.
The newcomers will have 3 years. The newcomers will have 3 years.
You take
that kind of defeat.
You get a 3-year chip, and it's like a plastic one. Yeah.
Now, people with 3 years don't know crap either. It doesn't matter.
It's okay, Shelly. You have 4.
Yeah, you're good. I was polite.
In another year, you'll have your foot in the
door. I know what Mark is thinking, though.
What am I thinking? Please tell me.
Mark is thinking that I'm not with it or whatever. Because I only have 4 years.
What?
I'm thinking that?
That's funny
because
that's
said
not
three
at all
years
what he
specifically
said.
Because I have 4 years.
Yeah.
So you were just being polite.
No, you know that
see,
you
he was just being polite. He admitted it.
I don't think so.
Why not? Okay, sure.
So how many years do I have to have?
Probably. More than 3.
Before I get to contribute.
More than 3.
5, you get your foot in the door.
You can start coming after 3. You can start sharing after 5.
See, I knew there was a caveat. I knew it.
When it's under 5, we want to hear from you.
A little.
A little.
Well, that's good, because I don't like sharing at meetings anyway.
Oh, that's why I always call on you.
Me too.
Yes, and it annoys me.
Because you always told me that if you were meant to share, if God wanted you to share,
someone would
call on you.
Yeah.
I meant God would call on me.
Oh, clearly, he's going to reach down to the room.
He clearly does through me.
Is that what it is? How did we get off the topic here?
Well,
we just kind of go wherever.
We were taking direction.
We were taking
direction.
We didn't have any direction.
God was directing that.
That's right. This was God's will.
I asked God to direct my thoughts on things today, and that's where he directed it. You can't go against what God wants.
So, Bruce, what about taking direction?
You know what? It's funny, like with my sponsees, I'm a sponsee that like pretty much does everything I say. And I've got another sponsee that pretty much does nothing, I say.
And how are they both doing?
It's like the yin and the yang.
And how are they both
doing? Well, they're both still sober. Well, the one is sober again, but he's been sober for a little while again. The other one's doing much better.
Sober again.
Sober again. The other one's doing much better. He's a great guy. He does everything. I told him stay away from women. He stayed away from women. I told him write his inventory. He's going to have it on Thursday. He's rocking right along. He's doing exactly what he should be doing. And you know what? The other one, I'm just waiting to hear when he drinks again. I give him the easiest assignment. Talk about taking direction. Get a number from someone you don't know at every meeting you go to, and he doesn't have one.
He only goes to meetings where he knows everybody.
No, he doesn't. No, I said get a number from someone who you don't have their number.
Oh.
And I don't think he's got everybody's number. And I told him to get them from men only. And he's like, why? Well, first of all, because you should be working with the men. And second of all, you have a girlfriend.
It's like the other guy that you had him turn just to men.
The what?
The other guy who you just had turned to men. Because you told him to stay away from women?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I always tell him to stay away from women. Yeah.
Women will get you in trouble every time.
There's a slip under every skirt.
That's it.
The Beaver Trail leads to wine country.
Yep.
I get annoyed, though, because it's like, why do you ask me to sponsor you if you're not going to take any of my suggestions?
Because they need a sponsor.
That's right.
Obviously, they don't need a sponsor. Otherwise, they would... I mean, it's not like I'm not babysitting people. I'm just doing step... trying to do step work with them, and they won't even, like, write a paragraph.
Shelley, you have to understand, being a sponsor has nothing to do with their sobriety.
No, yes, I know.
If you stayed sober through the whole experience, it worked.
I know. It's the whole party line. I understand that. But how does it benefit me to be annoyed because I've got these people that claim I'm their sponsor, but then
it's checking your
won't
acceptance
do anything?
Level.
That's right. Don't be annoyed. Accept that it's God's will.
Except that it's God's will that I'm the sponsor right. killer?
It's your direction.
Yeah.
That you're taking.
No, you'll never catch our friend Lee. Lee has killed more sponsees than anyone I've ever seen. He's never had a sponsee stay sober, ever.
Somebody's actually asked Lee to sponsor them in some time?
Yes. Not so much lately.
Wow.
But in the past. But he's like Bill W., except he failed with like his first 20 prospects.
I'm getting close. I've had 8, and they've all gone out. They've all gone bye-bye. One of them hasn't gone out, but she went bye-bye.
It's because of their grand sponsor.
No, don't
go there.
She sucks.
Oh, stop that.
Yeah,
she does it. Not. I'm still sober, and I did what
to.
She said.
She's married now, though.
Not humorous.
As soon as she said I do, she didn't?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not humorous.
I thought it was pretty good. So, Mark.
Yes.
You give direction.
I try not
to. How well do your sponsees take direction?
Grudgingly.
But, yeah, but you give them steak dinners.
But do they? We have one of his.
I got a
sponsee
in the peanut gallery. So.
So, yeah. Unfortunately, no one's going to hear that on the air.
Yeah, I know. No, that's fine.
So, Mark.
Yeah, I have two guys that I sponsor right now. They both do a pretty fair job of taking direction. They also both stay in contact with me.
I have
one guy that I sponsored years ago. That, God, is it horrible to say came to a successful conclusion because he died sober?
If I can die sober, that's good.
That's right. Rather die with the disease
I'll
than
make
from
coffee
the disease.
For Bill and Bob.
That's right. So
Now wait a minute, though. You had a recent sponsee.
Yeah, I fired him, but then I found out he fired me first, so.
Oh.
So we're good.
Oh, well, perfect.
Yeah.
He went out of state.
I don't know if he did or not.
Oh. Do you think you're ever going to see him again?
Oh, I'm sure I'll hear at some point.
Sweet. How good was he at taking direction?
He didn't.
So, as a general rule, what do you think will happen to people that don't take direction?
They'll get loaded.
They're going to go out and get loaded.
Every time.
Now... have you ever had your sponsee or your sponsor tell you something to do that you didn't do? Even though you're doing your best, you know, to take direction.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think so. You know what? It's one of those things where you pick a sponsor and until my sponsor tells me to do something that gets me loaded, I'm going to continue to do what he tells me to do.
That makes sense. Shelly,
mm-hmm.
You ever not taken direction when your sponsor said to do something?
Well, I'm thinking about that. I have something that I'm supposed to do that I haven't done yet, but I've done all the other ones.
You want us to wait right now while you do it?
No.
Yeah.
We'll wait. Everybody just hold on. Shelly has something she has to do.
No, because I have to write some stuff and it'll take too long.
We got a pen. Yeah. How about this? Have you ever taken direction and then wished you hadn't?
One time.
And?
Well, it wasn't just my sponsor that was telling me to do it either. It was some other people, too. And I'm...
A group conscience.
I have some irritation and resentment over that because it cost me my job.
Ow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Now I'm in the process of trying to get my job back, and it's not fun.
You want we should go talk to somebody?
It's all right. It's
got
just
a friend
quite,
who has a friend. Straighten him right out.
It's quite the ego smasher to try to get back in there. I dread going right now. I'm volunteering at the place I used to work at. It's like in the Big Book where it talks about the guy that had a resentment because he had to work at the concern he once owned.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how I feel going back there. And
don't drink the milk.
No, I won't drink any milk, except with my cereal.
I love that story. I thought a shot of whiskey would be fine because it's in a glass of milk. So I had another sandwich and another glass of milk. The experiment went so well. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just frustrating to me because now, 3 days a week, I'm making myself absolutely miserable doing this, trying to get my job back. And if I had just done what I felt like I should have done in the first place, I wouldn't be in this position.
It's God testing your acceptance level.
So Shelley's final words on this is don't take direction.
No, my final word on this is do take direction.
Bruce.
It's just I'm going to have to figure out how to not blame others when it doesn't go right.
Blame God. It was God's will.
Yeah.
So, Bruce, have you ever given direction and wished you hadn't?
Yeah. Sure. I've had some times in the past where I've made a suggestion to someone like that they need to talk to a family member or something and air something out where maybe waiting a little longer might have been a good idea.
Bad boob jeans.
Yeah. There's been a couple of times. Not too many, but there's been some times where, sometimes, I wouldn't want to take my direction. Are you kidding? God. I don't know enough to be
You're
giving
a
direction.
Dope fiend. Who wants to listen to you?
I don't even want to listen to me.
I don't want to listen to
you
either.
Well, you know what's funny? I make bad choices. And when you look at it from that perspective, you say, look, the reason I have a sponsor is because of myself, I make lousy choices. Then I'm turning around telling other people what they should be doing. Now, granted, it's easier to tell someone else what to do than to do it yourself. But
clearly,
man, it's like inventory.
Yeah.
I like to take everybody else's inventory because it's so much easier than taking my own.
I think we should start a meeting. Other people's four steps would be the topic.
Other people's inventory anonymous.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
You know, we'll do through the week, you'll write everybody else's inventory, and then we'll read them in the meetings.
That'd be awesome. Share. Shelley.
What?
Final words on taking direction?
She already gave you her final words.
I already gave you my final words. I think you should take direction. I think that you should do what you're told because...
You can blame it on others.
Well, no, because when you're telling yourself what to do, we as addicts can't do the right thing.
How about you, Mark?
Do whatever you're going to do because that's how it's going to turn out anyway.
Perfect. My thing is if your sponsor tells you to do something, you should try and do it. And you know what? If it ain't the right thing, it's going to work out anyway.
And if it don't work out, just do something else, but don't drink or use no matter what.
If you like what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing.
That's it.
Shelley.
What?
Girl.
Wow, she just get all annoyed for like no reason?
No.
Acceptance is the answer
to
all your
problems
today.
Does she get annoyed
it's
for
not
a reason?
You can accept people, places, and things for being exactly the way God wants them to be, that you can have peace. Sweet.
What?
Mark?
Yes?
Do we have any friends back east?
No.
Do we have any friends back east?
Bruce, the other way. Meet. Yeah. At the 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go to 12stepgazette.com. That's the number one, the number two, stepgazette.com. And you can read his fine publication. You can read the stories, articles... Has a great little joke section about all the twisted things that we dope fiends do.
Twisted recovery.
Yeah, so go on up, read it. If you can't get it online, then drop him a line and he will send it via the subscription prescription.
Yes. Shelley?
Yes?
Do we have any friends online?
At intherooms.com, which is an online recovery community, you can go and put up a profile. I've lost my train of thought. You can do some other fun stuff.
Got derailed.
In the A of your choice?
In the A of your choice, yes. And,
She's going after a spider.
She's after it.
I lost it.
Oh.
Nuts.
You all couldn't see that on the radio.
I didn't use the slipper of death. Now it's going to come back to bite me in the butt. Where was I? In the A of your choice. Yes, speaker go to intherooms.com. You can go and listen to some speaker tapes and listen to our embedded player. And
our
it's all
inbred player.
Inbred player. I'm going to listen to that with my daughter and my wife, and she's
the same person. Yes, we've heard that about 1,000 times.
She's my sister, she's my wife, she's my cousin, she's my best friend.
You know what? This may go up in time, but there's a 12-Step Music Fest at 12stepmusicfest.com.
.com.
They're going to have that the first week of November in Key West, Florida. Check that out. There's going to Artie Kornfeld, the originator of Woodstock, is going to be there. Mark Lindholm, addiction comedian, is going to be there. Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night, who has given us the okay, actually, to use Three Dog Night songs, which is kind of cool.
That's cool.
Go check that out. Do we have any videos, Shelly?
We have videos at youtube.com/easylookandyoutube.com/recovery101rule62.
How about emails, Mark?
recovery1radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com, and recovery_101@hotmail.com.
Sweet!
Bruce, who's the lead-out music by?
Oh, wow. Deer in the Headlights. I'm going to have
Which
to
song?
Say...
Yeah, we're talking. We say that often enough. It should be a band by now.
I'm gonna have to say ELO.
What?
Which one?
Maybe Don't Bring Me Down, Bruce.
Okay.
Everyone,
wow.
Try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Don't bring me down.